Welcome to Leading Off in the Low Country with Lillian and Matt. I am Lillian, star of 95SX, and joined as always with Matt Dean, the voice of the River Dogs. And we're going to talk a little bit about the River Dogs. We got two postseason all-star team members. Also, in the MLB, there have been a rash, dare I say, of home runs happening this year. We'll talk a little bit about that. And also, this new kid, Gary Sanchez of the Yankees, you might have heard of him.
Pretty good.
He's all right. Perhaps a god among mortals. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, we'll talk about the home runs. Now, in MLB, I believe there have been over 4,000 home runs so far in this season alone, and we have one more month left of baseball. The Baltimore Orioles are leading in home runs with 208 home runs total, and you said that there have been 18 three-homer games. Is that by single people this year?
Yeah, 18 individuals have had three home run games this year.
I can only name like two off the top of my head, and that's Michael Saunders and Mookie Betts, because I remember that.
Yeah, well, Mookie Betts has done it twice this year.
Of course.
Because he was the first guy since Ted Williams in a Red Sox uniform to have two three-homer games in a season. And then, I brought that up to talk about him today because, Josh Donaldson, I believe, still had the most recent one. I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe the last few days, maybe someone had another one.
Yeah.
But it's happened a lot. So, Donaldson had his first three-homer game just this past week. So, it's the most since, I think, 2001, if I remember correctly, was the last time. There's been more three-homer games by individuals in a year, and then going back before then, you have to get back to like the 30s or sometime for there to be that many. So obviously the home run numbers are huge, and we've talked about that in the podcast, and a lot of people suspect there's something up, like the ball being changed.
That's your theory. You have this ball theory where there's probably corked or something.
just any slight modification, you weave it a little more tightly or something like that. They have very specific. It still is too much of a jump in one year. Like, a lot of people are really confused, and a lot of people are convinced that, there's something about the equipment or the ball, most likely, that's made it a little livelier, that's different. Because the home run spike is incredible this year. Just kind of another number and a nugget to throw in there.
It's plenty
18
of
three-homer games.
There's plenty of players that have over 30 home runs this year alone, and that's saying a lot about the numbers as well. And there's this kid named Gary Sanchez coming through the ranks, came through here in Charleston, 2012. Okay.
He played here in 2011 too.
Okay. Yep. So, and making a name for himself. He's already the AL Player of the Week, not once, but twice. Has an average of .338. He's already had 11 home runs. And they're not just talking about his bat, they're also talking about his defense and how he's already thrown out 6 out of 9 pickoff attempts to second. And even though he has only had a small window of opportunity to play for the Yankees just this month, am I right to hear that people are thinking about rookie of the year? Is he eligible for stuff like that?
I don't think he's going to log enough time for that. There have been guys that are having good. I don't know who else are the rookie of the year candidates for this year, honestly, offhand. But my first thought is just not enough time. But certainly we can really admire what he's done. First player ever in history to win AL Player of the Year back-to-back weeks as a rookie. That's insane. He just had an absolutely phenomenal season. 11 homers. And the Yankees, too. I mean, we talked about it last time we did this podcast, but how
can
you...
Three games out?
Yeah, they're still in it. The trades they made were phenomenal for the organization. I mean, how can you not be happy about what they did if you're rooting for the Yankees?
Yeah, I agree. I was actually a proponent of the trades. I was telling Yankee fans, they weren't selling out their team. They weren't throwing in the towel. They weren't waving the white flag. They were actually going for stuff. And, and the fact that these baby bombers are actually making an impact right away. And actually, in the month of August, I believe all except for one series against Toronto, they've won all their series this month. They split against the Mets, but they've won all their series. And that's half the reason why they're still in the pennant race, at least definitely for the wild card. So it's been exciting. I'm excited to see how he does for this next month.
And Sanchez has been phenomenal. Also behind the plate, like you mentioned, throwing out guys so far. I was looking at reading an article about StatCast. He's got 5 of the top 10 hardest thrown balls by catchers this year.
Yes,
five of the top 10, and he's been in the big leagues for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's not everything, but he's got a crazy good arm.
it should be an exciting September getting into the postseason. Speaking of postseason, we are almost there. The River Dogs are playing their last homestand this week, and they finish out their season in Columbia, and we are looking forward to our very first playoff game since 2005. And
yep.
Gosh, are we ready?
Yeah, River Dogs are without their all-star, Chris Giddens. You mentioned one of the two names.
Giddens has he's on the DL.
Yeah.
Hurt himself on a play?
Yeah, diving play in Hickory last Friday, so he's kind of limping around a little bit right now, lower body injury. Nothing too serious.
But enough to be on the 7-day DL.
Yeah, enough to be on the 7-day DL, and if he's not 100% healthy, you know, the Yankees aren't worried about rushing him back for the playoff run. So he's got to be 100%. Like, they feel really good about it to bring him back. So we'll see. He's still with the team. I think they're hoping that, you know, he'll be ready to go, get a few more ABs in the playoffs and kind of finish out the year strong. But, yeah, they're really hurting for offense. And it's really a tough loss to take for Giddens, especially if the River Dogs do end up losing it for the playoffs, which is yet to be determined. He'd be eligible to come off the DL a few days before the end of the season. So we'll see. But fans love him, and he's a big, strong, power-hitting guy who just really can rip it out of the park in a hurry, and it doesn't even look like he's swinging that hard. So it's a tough loss for the River Dogs to take.
Well, you were mentioning a postseason all-star team and Chris Giddens becoming one of those designated hitter.
Yeah, he was the DH. Yep.
And because we know he plays first base, but he was selected as a designated hitter. But also, our pitching staff has been phenomenal, obviously, due to the coach, Justin Pope, who was also selected for the first half All-Star game as well. And now with the postseason, well-deserved. I mean, the pitching staff has been phenomenal this year. I would guess that many of the players that came at the beginning of the season are no longer here.
Yeah, it's
moved up, that is.
It's no doubt. I mean, he should have won the coach of the year. Well-deserved. It's the best pitching staff in the league. They have the best ERA. River Dogs have already set the franchise record for strikeouts in a season. And as you mentioned, it's been record turnover. 36 different players have pitched for the River Dogs this year, most in the franchise's history. So he's doing his job, both, you know, getting it done here at this level and winning, and then guys getting sent up. So he certainly has had a part in that. 14 different players getting called up to Tampa this year. The last two pitching staffs he's had under his tutelage have led the league in ERA. Last year in the Happy League. Pulaski plays in a pretty hitter-friendly park, too, and they led the league in ERA last year. So he's been getting it done. Yankees certainly have a lot of talent, but you got to give some credit to Popey, so he deserves it.
Well, and like I said, well-deserved. I mean, golly, what a pitching staff he's had this year. And also, still looking forward to the playoffs. I'm slightly nervous as a fan seeing how our, dare I say, downward spiral has been on the second half, and hoping that maybe there's going to be some sort of surge for the playoffs, maybe, hopefully. We play our first game next Wednesday against either, was it Augusta or
Yeah.
Broome?
Yeah, so still, I mean, still separated by just a half game. Right now it's Augusta with a slight edge. And those two teams play a four-game series to end the season. They just played a three-game series, and that was how Augusta made up some ground. They're actually now in the lead as of now by a half game. So they both finish up a series, and then, yeah, four-game series. That's going to decide the division and figure out who's going to play the River Dogs to start, and River Dogs will start on the road on September the 7th, start the playoffs on a Wednesday.
And then the River Dogs will host Game 2 of the South Atlantic League Southern Division playoff game. That's Friday, September 9th. That's going to be here at the Joe. 7:05, I believe, is first pitch. So looking forward to that. Congratulations to the River Dogs, who are, of course, the first half South Division champions.
And we got the attendance record here coming up to set, too. We got to mention.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
We're about 5,963 short. So two games left to go. We're going to break it as long as Mother Nature cooperates.
Oh, yeah. It's been a great year for the River Dogs. I'm looking forward to just the crowd and also just playoffs. Man, it's playoff season. It's just crazy. That was Leading Off in the Low Country with Lillian and Matt. I am Lillian Starr, 95SX. You can hear me on Sundays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. after Carson Daly. And, of course, Matt Dean, the voice of the River Dogs. That's on WTMA, 1250 a.m., the big talker, also on riverdogs.com and MILB.tv. Thank you so much for listening.